I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The talk's been of ceasefire, but Russia and Ukraine again launched hundreds of overnight drone attacks against one another, injuries and damage to buildings reported, but no deaths. On the battlefield, Britain's defense ministry estimates Russia's suffered 900,000 casualties, including up to 250,000 killed since its invasion 3 years ago. No similar estimate for Ukrainian casualties, but President Volodymyr Zelensky told NBC News last month more than 46,000 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed. Meantime, top military officers from across Europe are planning for an international peacekeeping force. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
A coalition of the willing, 30 or so countries. That is good to have that level of alignment and momentum. What we now need to do is turn that political momentum into operational plans.
While President Trump says the U.S. will be signing a deal
with respect to rare earths with Ukraine.
I'm Ben Thomas.